You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Joy for Today. Topic, A Time and a Season for All Things Under the Heavens. Joy for Today, A Time and a Season for All Things. It is truly astonishing that when I pulled last year's message on joy to work on, my first feeling was to leave it as it was. All the current event items were still current events, even more so than the year before. Furthermore, the understanding that joy cometh in the morning is now more relevant than ever before. Sometimes we really want a certain season to be over, yet we still endure for a while longer. Through the scriptures, however, and today we will touch upon those, we see that there is a time and a place for all things under the heavens, and that all things, good or bad, come to an end. Being a Christian is not a guarantee that all goes smooth. It is a guarantee that the world scrutinizes you more than anything else, and that in our politically correct, secular, humanistic world, the blame for all things, out of their prospect of ideals, gets thrown at you, the Christians. Then we also know that bad things happen to Christians. Okay, why? It is the wrong question. And you understand that when you listen to what I said previously. The question is not why bad things happen to people, but how we bounce back out of it. How does a non-Christian deal with the shootings that happened here in the United States of America, or all those the knife attacks? One thing we see, if we are not closely watching the news from all around the world, is that we here in the United States of America are highly manipulated by our mainstream media and political leadership. Not even a day after the shooting, people throw their own personal, pathetic agendas at the current events, politicizing what is happening. As Christians, we understand that there is a time and a season for all things under the heaven. We want our children to be with us for a long time. We need a time for grief and a time for sorrow, while at the same time, we know that after this time of grief, we find joy in the fact that the children are with Jesus. However, through the politicization of all that is happening, people are not allowed to have this personal time of grief. The mayor needs to be involved, the governor needs to be involved, the president needs to be involved, left needs to be involved, right needs to be involved, and all the victims need to do is blow the trumpet of praise for each and every one of them. How wonderful it is that their pain is seen by these political and news vultures. The Christian thing is to leave them alone. The neighbors make some extra of that person's favorite meal and share it with a grieving family, a crock pot with a great soup and some bread. Here for you, I imagine that your thoughts are with the child you lost and not in cooking a meal. Yet you need to eat, and we want to share this with you. I will be praying for strength for you. No, I don't want to come in. You need this time with your own family. Please enjoy your meal. You see, that is love in action. That is a love that gives joy to you and eventually to others. If we as neighbors block off a whole neighborhood to give people peace and the time they need to grieve, blocking politicians, blocking news outlets, then trouble comes because the Freedom of Speech and the Freedom of Information Act get violated. Yet what, my beloved friends, about the freedom to be left alone? What about the freedom of not continuously being confronted with the pain and suffering these people carry? What about that? Oh, that, not that important. As long as the world knows what a horrible event took place and how you, my poor soul, are suffering at this moment, so I can use this to get extra sentiment for my own political agenda. Ugh! The difference of a Christian and a non-Christian in handling these events is the difference in how they bounce back. A Christian brings their grief, their anger, their disbelief, their hatred to God, goes to church, or asks the pastor to come by, and drops all and everything there in prayer. God, in His infinite unending wisdom, has already provided the words they need to hear in His holy word, the Bible. They comfort and give peace. A non-Christian, a non-believer, where does he bring his grief? To a counselor who gets paid to listen for an hour. Where do you, in that case, leave these feelings with the counselor? How is that possible? Answer, it is not. The counselor, when not a Christian, tells you, find your inner peace and more of that cultist, philosophical mambo jumbo. You are still stuck with it, and most likely forevermore, until you find that one true rest called Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Jehovah Rapha, Jesus the Christ, the great physician. Then and only then, people find the right way of dealing with anything negative in their lives. Yes, I said anything negative, bad things or feelings done to you or felt as a child, bad relationships, bad attitudes, bad adult feelings, cheating, lying, infidelity, immorality, stealing, promiscuity, and all those things that the Bible teaches are not right. God wants us to find truth in Him. Truth that brings healing, peace, rest and restoration. Joy, happiness, and lots of energy to face tomorrow. Tradition teaches us that joy is a feeling that comes after something negative. After a bad time, better times are coming, which we then see as times of joy or happiness. As it has been read in Psalm chapter 30, King James Version, from so many pulpits in times of great sadness, I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by Thy favor Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Today's title of the message is Joy, and that there is a time for all things under the heavens. Many Jews are still waiting for the joy that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, brings. And in these times of trouble, with the scares in the Middle East, from the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, rocket attacks from Palestinian-occupied territories, Sharia law strengthening in Syria, and the nuclear threat from Iran, many people are justifiably scared. They know a lot about God and how He guided and stayed His people. But the most important thing they are still missing, the love of God, the love that brings true joy, the love that triumphed with Christ, The love of God mentioned by the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, King James Version. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even for ever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. That child was born for Jew and Gentile alike. The full gospel of the Deliverer was brought to the Jews, but many are still waiting for it. As we think about Palm Sunday, we see the mindset in which people are still waiting on the Christ. They are waiting for a king with an iron sword. That king will come, but it will then be that this king comes for a second time. Yes, he was here before. Yes, the Messiah was Jesus Christ. The Messiah is Jesus Christ, and the Messiah to come is Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16, Amplified Bible. After that, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse appeared. The one who was riding it is called Faithful, Trustworthy, Loyal, Incorruptible, Steady, and True, and he passes judgment and wages war in righteousness, holiness, justice, and uprightness. His eyes blaze like a flame of fire, and on his head are many kingly crowns, diadems, and he has a title, name, inscribed which he alone knows or can understand. He is dressed in a robe dyed by dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God, and the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword, with which he can smite, afflict, strike the nations, and he will shepherd and control them with a staff, scepter, rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and indignation of God, the All-Ruler, the Almighty, the Omnipotent. And on his garment, robe, and on his thigh, he has a name, title, inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The sword which the king comes with is, as we read in Ephesians chapter 6, King James Version, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The rod used to rule and control is the law of God. Praise the Lord, for we know who he is, Jesus the Christ. Thus again, joy cometh in the morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, Common English Bible. There's a season for everything, and a time for every matter under the heavens, a time for giving birth, and a time for dying, a time for planting, and a time for uprooting what was planted, a time for killing, and a time for healing, a time for tearing down, and a time for building up, a time for crying, and a time for laughing, a time for mourning, and a time for dancing, a time for throwing stones, and a time for gathering stones, a time for embracing, and a time for avoiding embraces, a time for searching, and a time for losing, a time for keeping, and a time for throwing away, a time for tearing, and a time for repairing, a time for keeping silent, and a time for speaking, a time for loving, and a time for hating, a time for war, and a time for peace. Matthew Henry wrote, and this comes in here as a reason why, when we are in prosperity, we should be easy, and yet not secure. Not to be secure, because we live in a world of changes, and therefore have no reason to say, tomorrow shall be as this day. The lowest valleys join to the highest mountains, and yet to be easy, and as he had advised, Ecclesiastes 2:24, to enjoy the good of our labor, in a humble dependence upon God and his providence, neither lifted up with hopes nor cast down with fears, but with evenness of mind, expecting every event. Here we have a general proposition laid down. To everything there is a season. Those things which seem most contrary the one to the other will, in the revolution of affairs, each take their turn and come into play. The day will give place to the night, and the night again to the day. Is it summer? It will be winter. Is it winter? Stay a while, and it will be summer. Every purpose has its time. The clearest sky will be clouded. Post gaudia luctus. Joy succeeds sorrow, and the most clouded sky will clear up post nubila phoebus. The sun will burst from behind the cloud. Those things which to us seem most casual and contingent are in the counsel and foreknowledge of God punctually determined, and the very hour of them is fixed and can neither be anticipated nor adjourned a moment. One of the most profound statements, yet still one of the least understood, accepting grief in God's joy, because joy cometh in the morning. Accepting defeat in God's joy, because victory comes. Joy cometh in the morning. How many gave up because they did not understand this godly concept? I want to quit using "you fill in whatever you want," and then we are defeated by it. Are we able to find happiness in this? God's joy. Are we giving up because we do not understand? Or are we going at it again, but more fervently? Are we seeing the victory ahead of us? Are we seeing the sun behind the cloud this morning? Are we seeing the joy that follows our morning? In the 60s, the Byrds were singing it, even in a song called "Turn, Turn, Turn," a time for every season under the heavens. As the people were awaiting a king that occupied the earth, we are in this season gladly accepting the king that occupies our heart. The season of deliverance by our king was heralded by the season of repentance and baptism by John the Baptist, he who was the voice crying in the desert. The people sent priests and Levites to John to figure out who he was and what he was doing. John chapter 1, verses 23 through 34, Amplified Bible. He said, "I am the voice of one crying aloud in the wilderness, the voice of one shouting in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord. Level, straighten out the path of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. The messengers had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I only baptize in with water. Among you there stands one whom you do not recognize, and with whom you are not acquainted, and of whom you know nothing. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, the string of whose sandal I am not worthy to unloose." These things occurred in Bethany, Bethabara, across the Jordan, at the Jordan crossing, where John was then baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has priority over me, who takes rank above me, because he was before me and existed before I did. And I did not know him and did not recognize him myself, but it is in order that he should be made manifest and be revealed to Israel, be brought out where we can see him, that I came baptizing in with water.'" John gave further evidence, saying, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it dwelt on him, never to depart. And I did not know him, nor recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in with water said to me, 'Upon him whom you shall see the Spirit descend and remain, that one is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen that happen. I actually did see it, and my testimony is that this is the Son of God. Also, in baptism, we know that joy cometh in the morning. By the submersion, the old is buried with Christ. The sin has been placed on the cross with Him. It is underwater, in the earth, in the dark. And then, while rising out of the water, the light of eternal life in heaven shines through. Joy cometh in the morning. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Common English Bible. Imitate Christ. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort in love, any sharing in the Spirit, any sympathy, complete my joy by thinking the same way, having the same love, being united, and agreeing with each other. Don't do anything for selfish purposes, but with humility, think of others as better than yourselves. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though He was in the form of God, He did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But He emptied Himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When He found Himself in the form of a human, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly honored Him and gave Him a name above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth might bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, in this time of Advent, in this time of oppression, in this time of suppression, now is the time to show that love of Christ to the world. My beloved friends, showing that love of Christ does not show by giving extra to the church, or giving to missions, or to that person in that country of oppression. No, showing that love of Christ starts by yourself, and by those right there beside you, in your direct realm of influence, your spouse, your children, your friends, your colleagues, your family, your neighbors. Again, look into that mirror in the morning and accept yourself through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Welcome God into your life each morning. Ask Him to help you with the chores to be done, with the weight to be lost, with the blood pressure to be lowered, and be in obedience to Him on how to do it. Follow that diet. Don't forget those pills until the doctor confirms that you are healed and you don't need them anymore. Accept the gifts that God has given you and let Him help you grow those gifts and make them strong. If we learn to accept ourselves and how we are loved by God, we learn to love others through Him too. And in that, all things get better, and in that, we do it too. Beloved, a time and a season is not a poetic escape hatch. It is a theological anchor. Seasons change because God reigns over time, history, and the human heart. Grief feels endless when pain keeps getting replayed in front of us. Yet the Word of God keeps naming reality with sober honesty. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That morning is not denial, it is divine interruption. God stepping into a night that felt permanent and declaring, "This is not your final chapter." Messianic faith does not pretend tragedy never comes near the righteous. It teaches a different place to carry it. When pain gets handed to Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, our hearts stop bleeding in public for the entertainment of vultures and start healing in the presence of the Shepherd King. The kingdom does not arrive first as headlines. It arrives as repentance, cleansing, baptism, and Spirit-filled life. An inside-out reign where the King occupies the heart and then reshapes the home, the neighborhood, and the witness. And that is where joy becomes practical. Joy shows up as love in action, quiet meals delivered, prayers whispered, and a holy respect for a family space to mourn. Joy also shows up as endurance, staying faithful in the mundane steps of obedience, receiving help, taking counsel, and trusting God for healing and restoration. That is not weakness. That is covenant living under the lordship of Messiah. So today, take your season seriously, but do not idolize it. Bring the whole load to the Lord. Grief, anger, disbelief, even the parts that feel ugly, and lay it down at His feet. Then rise again with the confession of the redeemed. Messiah has come. Messiah is here. Messiah returns, and the morning of His joy breaks through every night. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, King James Version. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Amplified Bible. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.